power poles a thorn in your side? Had double and triple poles in your neighborhood for years? Tired of staring at them? Well, we sat down with Hawaiian Electric to understand what's involved in a recent agreement between the power company and Hawaiian Tel. Here's HECO's Peter Rozek.
We had 120,000 joint poles across the islands, and everything but Kauai. Kauai, of course, is a separate utility and a separate arrangement. And it was getting increasingly complicated when this joint pole agreement started. There were telephone lines and there were electric lines, and they were pretty simple. Now there are cable lines and other kinds of communications lines, and there are street lights on some poles and so forth. It's gotten very complicated, and you never really knew, is this a Hawaiian Electric pole, a Hawaiian Telecom pole, or a jointly owned pole? And, you know, in the media, they'd report an accident, somebody hit a pole, and they'd call up and say, you know, somebody hit your pole, and we'd look at that. We'd have to go look it up in the book, and then they say, no, that's not our pole. So for you know, considerable time, we've been negotiating with that. We have a joint pole committee, so, you know, it's an ongoing thing, but we started negotiating seriously a little over a year ago, I think, and finally reached this agreement where they're going to give up their ownership in these poles. They're going to become renters on the poles. Nothing's going to move right away, but their lines and so forth will be renters on the poles that we own and we are responsible for. And that's going to, we believe, it's going to make things a lot simpler for the public. It's going to allow technology like 5G and that kind of thing to come in. It's going to let the telephone company concentrate on the communications that they really want to focus on, which is not primarily landlines, after all. And it will allow us to streamline the process and to eventually, you know, have a source of income that we can use to offset the bills of all our customers. So, you know, in the end, it's a good deal, and it's going to reap results. It's not going to be overnight. Nothing's going to move tomorrow. And we've given ourselves a 10-year window to get rid of what we call the double poles. And those are where you see one tall, fairly new pole, and next to it is a stub, which still has some wires on it, because we moved our equipment onto the new pole, but the other companies who were responsible were not ready to move their stuff. And so we would cut off the top, and it sits there. And frankly, some of them have sat there for a very long time.
So for auntie and uncle in my neighborhood who have been looking at three poles for God knows how long.
Auntie, I'm sorry. Yeah. What we're doing now is we're doing a count of these 14,000 poles to really establish how many there are, where they are, and so forth. And we're going to look to see whether the pole is damaged. And that's going to give it a priority. We're going to want to get the dangerous stuff out of the way first. And then we're going to look at how and what the oldest poles. And we're also going to, you know, probably look at trying to do it by neighborhood rather than trying to, you know, do a Waianae pole today and a Kahala pole tomorrow. So we're going to come up with a plan that's going to get us to 14,000 of these poles removed within less than 10 years. And I think it'll start off kind of slowly and it'll pick up. Obviously, if we have to use the crews for more immediate problems, we're going to have to pull them back. But we're going to have when we need to retrain some of our lines people, our crews, to deal with them.
So you're trying to do this strategically.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the idea is not to spend more money. The idea is to spend as little as possible to get this cleaned up. And we know, everybody who's got one of those things in their neighborhood or in front of their house hates it. You know, we don't like it. It's not. Doesn't help anything at all. So we're eager to get those out of the way.
Okay, but there's also then the other component, because like you said, you've got maybe city or state lights on these poles. And I
right.
think the thinking back way back when was that last man standing, right? If your stuff is on the pole, then you have to remove the pole.
That's right. And that was because we had a joint agreement and, you know, we couldn't, we didn't have the ability to move somebody else's stuff, in essence. So now we're going to be the sole owners and sole managers of these poles. And eventually, you know, we still may have to call the phone company if it's a complex wiring or something like that. But eventually, our crews are going to have the ability to do the routine kind of movements. and we will then be responsible instead of last man standing or is this your poll or our poll or when did it went, you know, the we're going to eliminate this kind of constant wrangling, you know, not ill feeling, but just, you know, is this your job or our job? And it's our job now, and we're going to do it. And this will allow us to concentrate on what we want to do and them to concentrate on their business.
So I think maybe folks may not realize that there was a poll committee that used to meet, I don't know if it was quarterly, but...
you know, the joke is it's not the Czechoslovakia, it's the poll. No, it's the, you know, there is a joint poll committee and they meet. And, you know, even if they don't meet, they all know who they are and they email. And, you know, nobody has meetings anymore that amount to much, as you know. So, you know, the people in our company, people in their company who are in that area talk to each other constantly and had meetings periodically, and you know, where they could look at bigger issues. And you know, that was a big drain. If we could have just said, you know, we'll take care of it, that would have been great. But we had to, you know, we had to work as a team in a joint agreement. So we're going to eliminate that. There still will be, I think, about 20,000 Hawaiian Telecom solely owned poles across the islands. And we have about 50,000 solely owned poles. So now we are responsible for roughly 170,000 poles, ours entirely. They're still responsible for the 20,000. The city and county and the state have some rentals, and we're trying to get an agreement with them. Same thing. They don't want to be in the pole business. They want to be in the streetlight business and or the traffic signal business. And it would make their life much simpler if they were just responsible for the physical lights and didn't have to worry about the wiring. And when the pole got knocked over, somebody else came and replaced the pole for them. So we think we're going to have an agreement with them, sooner or later. As I said, it's incredibly more complicated, you know, bookkeeping and lawyers and all the rest. But at the end of the day, it's a fairly straightforward kind of thing where we're going to be, from now on, you know, the odds are overwhelming that if you see a pole problem, you call Hawaiian Electric and you say, we can say, yeah, we'll take care of it as soon as it fits into our schedule. Right. Or if it's a danger, that's the other thing, you know, we can move much more quickly. If there's a dangerous situation with a pole, we don't have to go back to the book and try to figure out whose it is or who touched it last or whatever.
But health and safety, number one.
Right. I mean, safety of our customers, safety of our crews, just in general, is always our primary consideration. So we think it'll be safer. We think it'll be faster, getting outages restored sooner. And, it'll take a little time to rev up, but it's going to be a good thing all around.
Okay, so be patient. Maybe sometime next year.
No, don't say that. Because some people, if we talk about 10 years, some people are going to be next year. Some people are going to be 5 years from now. There's no getting around the fact that, you know, we can't do them all. And 14,000 is a lot of these things. You don't realize when you're looking at the one in front of your house, that's the only one you care about. But we have to look at the whole island system, and we have to keep the whole system going simultaneously with dealing with this, basically an aesthetic issue.
Is there anything that's unique to any of the other islands?
Not really. I think on Maui, we also have some responsibilities for streetlights, not the county. Each of these agreements grew up separately because they were separate companies back in the day, and Mutual Telephone was universal. So each agreement, just like each island is different in that respect. But in general, it's the same kind of thing. We had joint polls and we had questions of responsibility. So this will work these kinds of frustrations out of the system, we think, and everything will be, smoother, not faster, but, you know, in the long haul, we'll get those 14,000 poles out of people's neighborhoods, and everybody will forget what a double pole looks like.
Okay, or a triple pole. All right.
Or a triple pole.
And that was a conversation we had with Hawaiian Electric's Peter Razak yesterday. It was about a deal reached between Hawaiian Telecom and HECO over pole ownership and a long-running frustration for residents over the time it takes to remove the old utility poles. The deal was approved by the Public Utilities Commission earlier this month.